Now, the editor of the Sligo Champion newspaper has come under fire from a regional Green Party member for his column in last week's newspaper. Paul Deering has been accused of engaging in the worst piece of fake news ever seen by Leslie O'Hara of the Green Party. And he claims that Paul's article is an attack on Green Party leader Eamon Ryan and his family. Now, Paul had written an article under the heading "We'll be able to walk the N17, not drive on it," and argued that the development of greenways and cycleways is a nonsense while our roads remain in poor condition. To quote one line from his article, "I invite the minister to Sligo in his Volkswagen people carrier and point out the bad bends, hidden dips and deplorable surfaces, and I'll let him know that our priorities are not greenways just yet." Well, Paul Deering is on the line, as is Leslie O'Hara. Good morning to you both, and thanks for joining us. Paul, it's not that you're against greenways or cycleways, far from it, but there's a matter of prioritisation, I think you were saying here.
Oh, absolutely, Niall. And going back, back 20, 30 years, everybody has had to fight for everything that Sligo gets. And we've just seen post office closures, Garda station closes, our airport services of a daily flight to Dublin gone. We've had nothing but closures and cutbacks in the west of Ireland. And unfortunately, our national primary routes coming into Sligo, of course, the N4 is finished off now, but that's come about 30 years too late. And that was got momentum in the last 10 years because of a very first well-done campaign by the local action committee led by Bernard Mulhern and others. So we're left then with the N17 in a deplorable state, the N16 in an even worse state, and the N15. Narrow, windy roads, as I said, with hidden dips, bad bends, impossible to drive on in winter months. And as you know, Niall, and as a reporter yourself, and I've been at inquests over the years, and they're heartbreaking to go into inquests and see the heart anguish of families with deaths on these roads. And it's just absolutely heartbreaking. We're not asking for dual carriageways on all these roads. All we're asking for is a safe road with hard shoulders. That's a basic. My point is, it's this idea at the minute, a notion is being peddled that there's millions there now, all of a sudden, for greenways. I'm all for greenways and cycleways. A more outdoor person you could get than myself. I'm delighted to see that. But at the minute, do we need those greenways when our national primary roads are in such a bad state? Look at the N17. It's an 80-kilometre speed limit on it now. Will it be down to 60? Will it be down to 50? It's getting so bad. That's what I think. Ask the people living along in Cliffany, in Drumcliff, how bad the roads are. All the ones going into Curry, Tubbercurry, would they have a nice greenway instead of their road upgraded? That's my point. If there's millions there, and by the way, given what has happened at the weekend, Minister Ryan has not given any commitment to an greenway, or no doubt a railway as well, reopening on the Sligo Galway route, according to Donal Gilroy, who had a meeting with the minister at the weekend on Zoom. So, I mean, the money may not be there, but this line has suddenly come out that there's millions available for greenways. My point is, get our road infrastructure up properly. Road infrastructure, good road infrastructure brings business, brings industry. Look at the Western Distributor Road. The idea had to step in there and give $5 million for that road to make sure it was finished. That's what we need. That's what will bring investment into Sligo.
Right, okay. Leslie, you read Paul's article. You've heard his defence of what he had to say there. How is this fake news, can you tell us?
Well, first of all, I'm speaking just as a member of the Green Party. I'm not speaking for the Green Party, if you know what I mean.
Sure, yeah.
But, I mean, I was amazed when I read it. To me, it seemed like somebody was writing in the 1960s when there was just a two-party state or something. You know, the language was such that it just seemed to be very old sort of style language. That's the first issue. The second issue is, you know, to call out Eamon having a people carrier, I think, is below the belt. You know, I have a brother who's physically and mentally challenged, and
Paul mentioned that, you know, the minister should be invited down in his Volkswagen people carrier, but
yeah, but it was the way it was said. I mean, it was done in a very, you know, sarcastic, ironic way.
I wouldn't have taken that meaning from Leslie. I have to say,
Can I just jump in there and clear up that point? In interviews, Minister Ryan has often mentioned this is 2003 2.5 litre diesel caravel He uses it for bringing Green Party members around the country. That's what was said in an interview in 2016. The vehicle was owned previously by the Green Party's previous leader, Trevor Sargent. And Leslie O'Hara speaking about 1960s language. Well, he certainly has brought it up to the 2020s with his attack on the so-called fake news, which we all know where he got that phrase from.
Okay, so all right.
I mean, sorry, ironically, gentlemen, there was a meeting called by Sligo Greens last week, just which had all of the Western Greens, all of the Northwestern Greens at it, and Eamon Ryan himself. And it was a two-hour meeting. And I have to say that there's no other minister in Cabinet that would have had such a detailed insight into the state of Irish roads, given that he had a business, you know, which involved cycling and the likes. But not only that, he was able to name, much to my amazement, he was able to name the actual choke points and all the different issues that, you know, that have been gone into in relation to the Northwest. And, you know, he spoke about other issues, which was to do with, you know, a holistic approach to transport, you know, not just a, what I would call, you know, getting into trophy roads, you know.
Okay, well they're not trophy roads. The general point that Paul is making, that, you know, we have so many roads here in the Northwest and elsewhere that need upgrading before we consider developing greenways and cycleways. Do you see where he's coming from?
I appreciate that. And some of the roads that were mentioned earlier were actually spoken about during the course of the meeting. But equally, let me just put the greenways in context. The greenways is not exclusively for tourists. It's actually for everybody, and that includes local community. I mean, half of us are obese at the moment. We've gone away from, you know, the idea of active travel and active, you know, anything for decades now. And, you know, we were lulled into a false sense of whatever by being involved in vehicles and the likes. And so from that point of view, it's looking at, you know, the overall health of the society. I mean, the Green Party was not responsible for the 30 crosses, you know, God love them, out on the main Dublin road or whatever. You know, other things were, you know, which has not been tackled by this society at all, and which needs to be reflected in the media, quite frankly, you know.
Okay, all right. Well, Paul, Leslie made reference there to trophy roads. I don't think it's trophy roads you're talking about. You mentioned areas like Cliffany and Drumcliff and the like, where roads are in an appalling state.
Absolutely, and there's certainly no attack on the Green Minister. He's the Transport Minister at the moment. For how long more, like possibly another year and a half, and the government changes again and the new Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, takes over. So he has a year and a half or more left in the position. So my job was to point out to him, coming up to the meeting at the weekend, is that there's lots and lots of jobs to be done in Sligo in relation to our road infrastructure. And, you know, this is coming from a minister who said previously that we don't all need a car in rural Ireland, and that one car among 30 is enough. So, I mean, that's obviously his policy.
Well, I think that was taken out of context, now comes on
and says all of a sudden he's not speaking on behalf of the Green Party. Yet he was able to send out tweets to the Green Party attacking me personally. And there's no attack. He really does need to withdraw the insinuation that I personally had attacked the Green Minister or his family. It was absolutely, totally inaccurate. And to come on then and say it was fake news. And, you know, as I said, Trump-like. That's what people do nowadays when they don't like what's been said or when it's, disagree with somebody. You just go on Twitter and accuse them of all sorts, knowing that there's no right reply.
Okay. Are you going to apologise, Leslie, or not? For
I'd be interested to see what this week's Sligo champion actually has to say, because, you know, they're putting it to bed this evening. So maybe, you know, he could put the whole thing in context. Because from my point of view, you know, I travel because of my work. Okay, with COVID is a different story, but I travel about 1,000 kilometres a week, which is probably more than most people. And I come across situations whereby, yes, there is a need for road improvements, my God. But, you know, I come across those, for example, the Tuam to Galway Road. You can have a hurling match on that all day and you wouldn't interfere with the actual, you know, traffic flow at all. You know, a lot of the roads that have been built in recent years are actually built in such a way that they don't take into account the traffic volumes at all. And if you just look at the likes of Norway, which is five times the size of ourselves, Norway only has 500 kilometres of motorway. We've over 1,000 kilometres of motorway. And it seems to be a case of build, 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 you know?
No, Leslie, we're not talking about motorways. What we're all we're asking for is what we're entitled to in the west of Ireland. I mean, it's 3 years ago now since the Cabinet came down en masse for the launch of Ireland 2040 and the Taoiseach was here, as I said, and we were supposed to be a regional growth centre ever since. Now, since that, the IT and Sligo University Hospital has come on leaps and bounds with investment. But what we need is road infrastructure, proper roads into Sligo. I mean, you're talking about the Galway Mayo Road coming in, the Donegal Road, and from the northern end is the Enniskillen Road. And all of them are in a deplorable condition. Sligo will not move on and grow as a regional growth centre unless we get these roads up to scratch. And, you know, it's not so long ago, I sat in the office one evening, a former Taoiseach, and I asked him about the N4, which there wasn't even a shovel turned on it at that stage, and he said, sure, it's not too bad. That was his attitude. That's the attitude that the west of Ireland has always had to put up with. And as a voice for the people of Sligo and the Sligo champion, we will consistently look for an improvement for the county and the west of Ireland in general. I mean, you know, Niall, you were on that in 1991, along with myself. We went to Dublin on the protest train. Yeah. Like, Irish Rail and the government were prepared to close the Sligo Dublin line at that stage. And now we have a situation, obviously, with the COVID has changed that. But we had 8 services a day up and down to Dublin, and this was a service that wanted to be withdrawn from Sligo. I mean, why shouldn't we have a rail line between Sligo and Galway, the two biggest urban areas in Connacht? Why do we always have to go cap in hand to Dublin and say, oh, please give us this? And walk back down with our backs to ministers and hope and come back down to our constituencies and, oh, well, I raised it with the minister. It's just not good enough. Why don't we have a rail line? Why don't we have proper road infrastructure? The East Coast is an imbalance in this country, and economic report knows that.
Okay. Well, putting millions into the Leslie, I have to say, the points Paul is making, a lot of our listeners, most of our listeners agree with it. Why can't we have our fair share of investment?
I totally agree with that. And I mean, I know Sligo Greens have been campaigning against the slowest intercity train in Europe, which is the Sligo to Dublin train, which we've all had to endure for years, which does 35 miles an hour. And not only that, but we raised that with the minister the other night, and we also raised the fact that, you know, there needs to be, you see, we have a situation where he's totally in favour of not having, you know, traffic trundled through the middle of towns, you know, destroying the actual town centres and working against industry and businesses and towns. I mean, he gets all of that, you know. So I just think there needs to be a fairer press in relation to all of this.
Right, okay.
You're missing the point there, Leslie. Your party's minister now is Minister for Transport, regardless of what party he's in. He's going to, I mean, you read that article and people can read it themselves if they haven't got the actual copy, they can read it on a e-paper. But it's not an attack on a minister. It's a plea to him to please invest in Sligo. It's like previous columns I wrote when Shane Ross was a minister. You've got to start speaking up for ourselves, and the media have a vital role to play in this.
So,
you know, you cannot turn around and say this is an attack, a personal attack on Minister Ryan. It doesn't matter who's the minister. We need investment in Sligo, and that's it. That's the bottom line. And we shouldn't be ashamed to ask for that. And I won't be slow in coming forward asking for investment in Sligo.
Fair enough. But on that basis, would you then get behind us in terms of looking for a decent rail service between Sligo and Dublin?
As I said, Leslie, I was on that train back in the 1990s, 2 trains, and reported extensively when, in the end, those 2 protest trains saved the rail line. So I played my part then. I would continue to do so, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
And I would love to see a rail line between Sligo and Galway.